the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Okay.
Number five.
Shutdown's about to become the longest in American history. The president still says he's standing firm.
This is where I ask the Democrats to come back to Washington and to vote for money for the wall, the barrier, whatever you want to call it, it's okay with me. They can name it whatever they can name it, peaches. I don't care what they name it. But we need money for that barrier.
That was Marla's safe word in Marriage Number Two, peaches. A lot of people don't remember that.
He didn't either.
Oh, my God, I just remembered that.
I thought that was the strip club where he met Stormy Daniels.
Oh!
My goodness. How does that word pop into his head like that? That is amazing.
That one we've heard before, hasn't it?
Somebody needs to recut that movie Inside Out with the five little cartoon characters in the brain.
I would like Michael Avenatti to pop up right now with a stripper named Peaches. He was referencing her.
Oh, gosh.
How about there's a guy that has disappeared from the planet Earth?
Hmm.
I think for very good reason.
Because the stuff came out about him.
Yeah, you knew that was going to happen.
You kind of did.
We predicted it
on this very radio program.
Been a dirtbag rodeo. This is exactly what this whole thing has been.
That's a good band. We had booked them a little bit later in the year. Dirtbag Rodeo.
Dirtbag Rodeo, yeah. Oh, my God. All right. But then he was asked about the federal workers who are not getting paid.
Yeah, the message is that I appreciate their service to the country. They are incredible people, the federal employees that we're talking about. But many of them agree with what I'm saying and what the people in this room who are experts are saying. They don't want to see people killed because we can't do a simple border structure. And I appreciate their incredible support. But I just really appreciate the fact that they have handled it so incredibly well. And many of them agree with what we're doing. We have no choice.
The thing that struck out when I heard that first today, when mm-hmm. I was driving around and heard it on the radio, and I thought, wow. You know, if you took... He wants $5 billion, right? He wants $5.6 billion.
Right. This.
If you took $5.6 billion and you put that money into law enforcement funds in Chicago, L.A., Atlanta, places that have serious crime problems,
mm-hmm.
imagine the impact that would have. Just imagine that. The billions you put in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you'd increase budgets in some cases by 25%.
Wow!
Just and you're talking about Americans getting killed by Americans, which is really the biggest problem. It is not these fairly rare cases that obviously the cable news is pushing on and that he's pushing on, and it's all tragic. I'm not trying to write, you know, not one murder is not better than another murder, but it, just in terms of raw numbers. You'd be better off spending that money on urban policing in America.
And immediate results, as opposed to if you started building the wall tomorrow, how long would it take?
Yeah, you'd still a decade out. And then there's going to be a fight because there's going to be ranchers are going to sue. You can't do this, you can't do that. And they weren't even going to do that anyway.
No.
So
TSA and air traffic controllers got paychecks today, and in the net pay column it said zero. So they still got the paycheck, but
that's even more insulting.
They got the zero.
Yeah.
So now some air traffic controllers are suing the government.
I do need to check your ID, Mr. Bin Laden. Okay, go right ahead.
Jeez.
All right, checking in at
number four.
13 candidates for Chicago mayor. 13 candidates took part in a forum at Steinmetz College Prep last night. Wide ranging. How about a casino?
Yes or no, do you back a Chicago casino? Dorothy Brown.
Yes.
Yes, I called for it in 2011.
Bill Daley.
Yep. No.
Yes, and I called for it in 2010.
Not in poverty areas.
Yes, dedicated to the unfunded pension liabilities.
Yes.
Yes, as long as the city owns it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, as long as the city owned.
Yes, as long as it's
the citizen of Chicago own it.
The star of the forum, Willie
Wilson.
What
was that last one?
He must watch. I turn on the TV. The Merrill Forum is going on, and like, there he is.
Must watch.
Well, Willie Wilson got a lot of applause yesterday. That's for sure. I'm not going to lie. People are already smoking. Why not legalize it?
All right.
There's a big applause line.
What about legalizing pot?
No.
Do you support legalizing recreational marijuana, Dorothy Brown? Yes or no?
Yes, but I would say we need to make sure that we have
yes or no.
Something related to addiction.
Thank you for the yes, Gary Chico.
Yes, I was the first person to call for it in this
Bill
race.
Daley.
Yes, we could be happy and we could be broke.
Yes.
Amar Anya was at a yes. Bob Filaretti.
Yes.
LaShawn Ford.
Yes.
Jerry Joyce.
Yes.
John Kozlov.
It's going to happen.
Is that a yes or no?
That was yes for adults,
Lori
no for
Lightfoot,
kids.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Gary McCarthy, recreational marijuana, yes or no?
Yes, with conditions.
Susana Mendoza.
Yes.
Paul Vallis.
At risk of getting hollered by my mother tonight who's watching, yes.
Yes or no, okay. Willie Wilson, yes or no?
Are they going to smoke it anyway? Yes.
It was great that he finished off everyone.
Winner.
Everyone claiming victory on how they were the one that got Preckwinkle to not show up. She was a no-show at the last minute, and they said it was what they had called her out for. That was the reason she didn't show up.
They should have done that with the
Republican. We have another yes or no. This is my favorite part of the day. Yeah. All right, here we go. This is on campaign finance reform.
Oh.
Everyone has to answer with just yes or no. So here's a question. Do you support calling for a ban on outside income by elected officials, specifically Alderman Dorothy Brown? Yes or no? Or I will skip you.
Yes.
Gary Chico?
Yes.
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 Amara Anya?
Yes.
LaShawn Ford?
Yes.
Yes.
Lori Lightfoot?
Yes.
Gary
indeed.
McCarthy?
Yes.
Susana Mendoza?
Yes.
Paul
yes.
Vallis?
Yes.
And Willie Wilson?
Yes.
Oh. You know what? Give Willie Wilson all the time he needs. Because yesterday we speculated that he actually wants to move everybody out of Chicago for 2 days to Berrien County, Michigan, so that he can repaint the town and then move us all back in.
Because he said that at some point, we think.
He made a lot of... It made sense, though, when he said it.
Well, we got... you know what? I like how, in terms of that, they all wanted to just say their name before their name was actually read out loud.
It's like Jeopardy.
Right, so they couldn't act. You weren't quite sure which one was saying yes to that.
I know, but they all said yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Fantastic.
All right. And here's the one on Ed Burke. What is it? Ed Burke should go to what kind of question could they
legalizing Ed Burke?
Do you believe Ed Burke should resign his position as alderman? Dorothy Brown.
Yes.
No.
Gary Chico.
It's his decision.
Bill Daley.
It's his decision.
Amara Anya.
Yes.
Bob Fioretti.
No.
LaShawn Ford.
No.
John Kozlar.
Yes.
Lori Lightfoot.
It's a voter's decision in the 14th ward.
Gary McCarthy.
No.
Susana Mendoza?
Yes, and voters will choose for him if he doesn't.
Paul Vallis?
Voters' decision.
And Willie Wilson?
I believe all the politician in City Hall now should
yes
resign.
Yes or no, sir?
I think it's yes, sir.
I love it.
All right, Susana all Mendoza and Willie Wilson are the winners of the debate just based on that. Thank you and goodbye. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
The shutdown starting to take its toll on transportation. Get Real in the Morning, Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays, WGN-TV, 4 to 10.
Top 5 continues. I'm going to be very upset when we get to number 1. I just want to let you know that. And so what I've done is I've asked Great Moments in Vinyl to play relaxing music underneath me.
Excellent.
While we get through number 1, because it has
Thank
to
you.
Do with one should-be former Chicago Bears kicker.
Oh,
it was kind of smushing stuff in Bears fans' faces this morning.
On national television. Can you imagine?
Number 3.
Jimmy Kimmel on the government shutdown, a parody commercial.
At the U.S. Coast Guard, we're working hard. Protecting our ports, defending our borders, driving our Ubers, babysitting, walking dogs, delivering Postmates, and selling pot. The Coast Guard. Can we please get back in our boats now?
I created a lot of controversy today.
I believe it.
Garage sales.
Yeah.
Right? They suggested garage sales, actually.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Checking in at
number 2.
This Saturday, tomorrow, 50th anniversary of Led Zeppelin's debut album. I would call them, without question, the most significant, influential, hard rock band in history.
Wow.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you.
We'll actually ask William Lindsay Cochran about this coming up a little bit, because he played music on the radio forever and ever and ever. It's a constant debate from that era. Is it the Stones, the Who, or Zeppelin? And then the Beatles were in a like their own universe, because they weren't just even a rock and roll band as much as they were. You know, you can't even define them.
50 years ago, just think of that. At that time, tens of thousands of girls had yet to learn the thrill of going to the Marriott. With various members of the band.
Yeah.
To talk about music.
A television hadn't been hoisted out of a hotel window, I don't think, 50 years ago at this point. It probably was. You know, I'll bet Elvis did that. Elvis used to shoot the TVs, didn't he?
He did. He shot the TV. Yeah. Imagine, like, the 72-year-old women right now going, oh, that Robert Plant was really something.
Grandma!
I don't want to hear that.
Right? That's exactly
right. I mean, they'd be 70 to 80 years old right now.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Oh God. That's weird. Right. That's really true.
That's weird to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There's probably people in nursing homes right now talking about how great it was. If Jimmy Page was so great.
She's still mumbling something about the Young Rascals. I don't know what that means.
Oh, man. All right. Oh, God. All
sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
All right.
Poor Kev.
All right.
Poor Kev.
All right. Oh,
can't unsee it.
Gross.
Now it's time. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I think so.
And remember, Great Moments in Vinyl is going to try and calm me during this. Their string section is going to try and keep me calm.
Perfect.
Sweet Mother of God, pray for me. I could have a stroke during this. This is how bad this is for me and Chicago and quite honestly, I believe America. And finally.
Number one.
Fans, we're not thrilled when Cody Parkey showed up on the Today Show this morning after missing a field goal to end their playoff dreams.
What you were thinking, you know, what in that moment and in your mind, did you know it had been tipped? Like, what was going through your mind?
No, you know, as a kicker, you know, you live for those moments. And I was, like you said, I was 3 for 3 before that. I had a lot of confidence going into that kick. So I went out there and my long snapper and holder did a great job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw the wind moving a little bit. I said, all right, this is where I'm going to play it. And obviously, I didn't know it was tipped or anything. I just went down and I thought I hit a pretty good kick, you know, felt good off my foot, and then looking up, and then I saw it hit the upright, and then hit the crossbar, and I'm like, surely it'll go in.
Oh my God! Oh my God! What was he thinking? They're laughing about it! They're laughing!
They were kind of gushing over him, too.
Yes!
Gave him a special award for most honorable player.
Oh my God!
This weekend, Saints Eagles. I have to put you on the spot. Do you pull for one or the other?
No, I'm a Bears fan through and through.
Yeah.
Regardless,
I'm neutral.
They have MVPs. I think they should have MHP. Most honorable. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Savannah, shut up.
She's an Eagles fan.
Papa.
Not to put you on the spot, but you're on an interview.
I want to know what Willie Wilson thinks about Cody Parkey.
That would have been a good yes or no.
Not like here. All right. Wow. I really appreciate Great Moments in Vinyl trying to help me with this.
I think it sort of worked, actually.
No.
That could have been much worse.
I guess. I could have died. I could have died during this, and I didn't. I give them credit for saving my life. Let's wrap this thing up.
The top 5 at 5.
Kim's News being brought to you by Comcast Business.